إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, let us go together today to a radiant chapter from the history of Islam, from one of the beautiful speeches of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us come and share together and reflect on this final khutbah, the final speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he gave in his final Hajj, 1 year before he sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid down principles. He laid down unalienable rights. Rights that were so firmly grounded in the Sahaba that they never left them in times of peace or war. So firmly grounded that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived by them in the days of weakness when the Muslims were few and oppressed, and in the days when the Muslims reached their glory and ruled the earth. These principles are unalienable, unchangeable. They do not change as time and generations passed. And this shows us how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired for all nations to hear these words. And every generation that has come back to Islam and has adhered to the religion have revived these noble principles. And every time that Muslims faded and left their religion, they abandoned these principles. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded us in his final khutbah that the belief in the oneness of God is the source of all goodness, and that shirk and atheism and ascribing partners to God is the source of all evil, is the source of all harm, and that by following the desires one will attain, will go away from the guidance of Allah. And this is why the focal point of Islam is the oneness of God, the Tawheed, because through Him all goodness is arrived at. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the final khutbah, or the final oratory of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum وأعراضكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in words that echo in eternity, he said, "Indeed, your blood and your wealth and your honor is sacred as this day, the day of Arafah, the holiest day of the Muslims. As sacred as this month, the month of Dhul-Hijjah." These three sacred principles the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that of the sacred nature of life and wealth and honor, they could never be administered by a system of law, a man-made system of law, because they are based on faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protects these noble principles through what he prescribed in the Quran. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٍ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. You have in the system of retribution and punishment life, O you who reflect. So this is a protection of life. And then Allah says, for the punishment of stealing, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Those who steal, there's a had punishment in order to protect the sanctity of wealth. Wealth is sacred and cannot be usurped. And also for honor. وَالزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَاجْلِدُوا كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مِئَةَ جَلْدًا. The punishment for adultery and fornication. In order to preserve honor in society as a deterrent for the corruption of these noble principles, as a system of justice that brings security and peace on the earth. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam honors and safeguards life. It honors and safeguards life. Life that is led with justice and honor. Not life that oppresses and harms others and goes beyond the bounds. Any system that honors life without establishing a system of protecting life, then these are just slogans that have no reality. But Islam, it teaches a practical means of implementing a law that will bring about true sanctity of life and of wealth and honor. This is an organized and just system for all people. Brothers and sisters in Islam there are human rights that protect the honor and dignity of every life. Every life that has a right to live in peace and security and stability. Islamic law ensures that Muslims do not become a harm to others through the system of Sharia. Sharia that brings true justice and peace. The Sharia, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of God, that brings true justice and peace, a comprehensive system of life. Islamic law, it teaches us brotherhood and love, and that Muslims must honor their family, their wives, their neighbors, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. They must honor the rights of marriage, and ultimately, society must honor the rights and come to friendly terms between nations and have good relations with one another. And that one nation is not superior to another except by piety, by taqwa. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of the protected principles in Islam is that a Muslim should honor other Muslims, both in terms of life and in terms of honor, so that their body is not physically harmed, and they're not harmed by words, and they're not mocked of by others. A man in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to drink alcohol, and he would be brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be judged, and he would do it repeatedly. So finally, once he came again, he kept drinking and kept drinking. They brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ascribed a punishment for him. Some of the people, they said, "O Messenger of Allah, curse him. Let the curse of Allah be upon him." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "No, do not curse him, for he loves Allah and his messenger." Even a person who committed this crime over and over, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded that he be honored and he not be cursed by his fellow Muslims. Islam, it not only honors human life, but it honors the human body even after death. That it is forbidden to mutilate a body or to harm another human being after they die. They should be shrouded and prayed over and honored. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in Bukhari, "Do not curse the dead, for they are facing the consequences of what they have set forth." Respected Muslims, brothers and sisters in Islam, all in this gathering, the human rights that are set about by secular civilization, by the material civilization, it is not free from contradiction. We see how secular human rights are based upon racism and greed. They're not backed by a system of faith. They cannot be enforced. They cannot be enforced. But Islamic law, it is based upon faith and piety, so that the moral strength of this law comes from its source, which is based on faith. We see that in many materialistic societies. The poor are punished. If humanitarian aid is given to the poor, it is a crime. But others who are building or oppressing and taking away the land of others, it is considered liberation. This racism is inherent in a system of law that is not based on faith. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the basis of human rights that are not applied in times of war, but only in times of peace? As it is said, the dictator, the tyrant Hitler, he was asked about treaties between countries. He said, treaties are only for times of peace, but at war everything is permissible. This is what happens when moral code is taken away from faith and taken away from belief in Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, another thing that the Prophet ﷺ warned about in his final sermon is that the period of pre-Islamic ignorance, he said, put it aside. Put aside that pre-Islamic period of ignorance where tribes would slay one another, where they would have battles throughout generations. War was as common as peace, and shedding blood was commonplace. The Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us to uplift the principles of faith and sanctify life. And the Quran says that Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, we wrote for them, whoever kills a single life, it is as if he has killed all of humanity, unless it were for oppression or killing on the earth. Killing a single life was made equal to killing all of humanity, because life is sanctified. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the tribalism that exists and existed before Islam was condemned by the Prophet ﷺ. The racism, he said that all human beings are equal. In his final khutbah, he said, "Kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab." All of you, all the different nations and tribes and colors, you all come from Adam. You all come from one source. And Adam was from Turab, he was from clay. There is no preference of an Arab over a non-Arab. And there is no preference over a non-Arab over the Arab. There's no preference for a colored person over a white person. And there's no preference for a white person over a colored person except based on piety. The most honorable amongst you in the sight of Allah are the most pious. The Prophet ﷺ, he set aside the differences of color, of wealth, of tribe, and he stated that all of us, we are granted equality in the sight of Allah. It is not our choice what color we are, what tribe we come from, what nation, what gender we are. These are things that were given by Allah. But he said the most honored in the sight of Allah is those who have the most taqwa, the fear of Allah. As Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored in the sight of Allah are those with the most taqwa. And then he commanded the believers to abandon the tribalism and racism that persisted from the times of Jahiliyyah and the evil that comes with it. He said, abandon tribalism and racism, for it is foul. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the justice that the Prophet commanded in the final sermon extends to the economic life of society. He said, the first riba, the first usury and interest that I cancel is that of my own uncle, Abbas. Allah, He forbade riba, He forbade usury and interest because it corrupts the poor, it usurps the wealth of the poor, it ruins, it brings evil and harm, it ruins man's conscience and spirit of caring for the poor and others. It corrupts society because it brings with it greed and hatred and selfishness. The nature of riba, of usury, is that it kills the spirit of community, where the rich, they get richer by taking away the wealth of the poor. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you do not abandon the usury, then beware of a war from Allah and His Messenger. The war, as the scholars they say, is in this life by causing prices to inflate, financial crises, psychological problems, and the deprivation of the sense of cooperation and sacrifice. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah warns of this great punishment. Also, those who consume the usury, the system based upon it, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَاء لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, those who usurp the usury and interest, they will not stand except like a person affected by the shaitan, the devil. He is affected by insanity. And we see the result of this interest-based system and the instability it causes in the world, and how the economic crises have resulted through the systems of riba and interest. Finally, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this beautiful and eloquent sermon of the Prophet ﷺ, he reminded people of faith about the rights of women, and that women are protected and elevated in status in Islam. Islam honored women as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Fear Allah in your dealings with women, for they are a trust in your hands. It is a trust from God to take care of women. A woman in Islam is taken care of from birth till death, in the home of her father, in the home of her husband. Even in old age, her children must take care of her. She is not to be forced to take care of herself. Islam protected the body of a woman, whereas before Islam she was nothing but an object to be gazed upon and to be enjoyed. Islam commanded that her body be protected and not looked at in a lustful way, on display for all. Islam gave women the right to inherit, which was not given to women in Europe until only a few decades or a century ago. How some women in Europe, they wrote books, a room of her own. One of the women in Europe, she said, if only a woman can own a room, not a house, she would have some rights in society. Islam gave that to her 14 centuries ago. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنَحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does good, whether male or female, and they believe, we will give them a life of goodness. And we will not talk about theories, but if one looks to the life of the women of the Sahaba, if we look at the life of Khadija, the businesswoman who honored the Prophet ﷺ and stood by his side, and how the Prophet honored her. If we look at Sumayya, the first martyr in Islam, a woman who gave her life because she said, I believe that God is one. She was stabbed with a spear. We look at the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, Aisha, the great faqiha, the jurist who taught generations. We read her narrations to today. About Asma, her sister, who brought food in her belt when the Prophet ﷺ and his companion Abu Bakr hid in the cave. We read about many of the noble women of Islam. Anybody who opens these luminous biographies, they realize the noble status that women have held in Islam throughout history. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, anybody, we invite the world to reflect upon the status of women in history. They were more dignified. They were honored and raised up beyond the days of ignorance, in the days of Jahiliyyah. And there are some who claim to want to liberate and reform Islam But in fact, if we look at their logic, indeed, all they wish and desire for, and what the result of those actions are, is that it leads to the objectification of women. Those who say that women who have their chastity and guard their bodies from being gazed upon, this is backwardness and narrow-mindedness. In fact, when we see the result of these calls, we see only that they are leading to the breakdown and the following of desire and the breakdown of family, and they deprive women of true dignity and chastity and honor. What we see of the objectification of women in material society, they render her a sexual object without any value, without any true honor in the sight of all of society. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. My honored and respected brothers in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his final khutbah, he reminded us of an important principle. He said, تركتوا فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي. I have left amongst you something. If you hold on to it, you will never be led astray. The Book of Allah, Al-Qur'an. The Book of Allah, as Allah says, this Qur'an guides to what is upright. This Qur'an, it guides لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. It rectifies people, individuals, and society. It rectifies society and the soul and the behavior of people. Allah says, وَمَا فَرَطْنَا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have left nothing out of this book. It is the guidance for all people of all times. It teaches justice and how to achieve prosperity economically, socially, in family life, religiously, spiritually, and with relations with one another. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. The human rights in the Prophet's last sermon is reiterated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have honored the people, the children of Adam. Every human being, he has these unalienable rights as laid down by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first three generations of al-Islam, the pious predecessors, they took hold of these principles. They lived by them, whether rich or poor, in power or in weakness, in war or in peace. And because of that, they established a merciful and just Islamic state. When Muslims abandoned these morals and these teachings, they disintegrated into groups fighting one another and cursing one another. The Prophet ﷺ, in the final words of his khutbah, he said, do not go back to the days of disbelief, killing one another. Narrated by Bukhari. When the Muslims gave up the fine teachings and principles of the Prophet ﷺ, our sacred places were lost, our women raped and harmed, our blood easily spilt. This is the khutbah of the Prophet ﷺ. It is a call for the Muslim nation to reevaluate itself and to respond and adhere to the call of the Master of the Messengers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrata ayunina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين ولا تجعلنا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين و وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.